Blog Talk Radio.
I'd love to be able to read some good news. Just so many, many, many things. I was trying to get away from the murder and mayhem concepts of things that, but man, I'll tell you, it's just been difficult. Especially when you see stuff like this. I'm hoping this will play. It played earlier. It's called Blood-Sucking Bankers Will Not Stop. And it just seems that everyone is striving to... There seems to be a malaise and a meanness, a spirit that's coming over people. Not everybody.
My name is Charlie McGrath, the founder of Wide Awake.
But I guess what bothers me so much is people almost sell their souls, you know. Just overwhelming, you know, what they do. Like, for instance, fluoride, the little thing here, is called an extremely neurotoxic chemical added to drinking water that interrupts the basic function of nerve cells in the brain, causing docile, submissive behavior and IQ devastation. I mean, this is stuff that we put in our drinking water, for crying out loud. I had a guy today question a figure that all vaccinations are contaminated with mercury and other known poisons, right? And he disagreed because he thought that was incredible that so many people would be affected. Well, millions and millions and millions of people are affected. has autism, which this particular article was regarding. But as far as autism goes, 144 people, children, are develop autism. One out of 144 children. And these are from vaccinations. And some have developed, died. Some have developed severe autonomic diseases, you know, that autoimmune diseases, and so on and so forth, all relating back to these damn vaccines. But it's just the I mean, people are drinking fluoridated water, not because of their teeth, not because of anything other than to keep the culture submissive. This was brought into play during the 50s and 60s, and it was brought about by the Nazis for the same reason. They fluoridated concentration camp water in order to keep the prisoners submissive, docile. And that's exactly what's happening now. I personally don't drink it. I haven't for a number of years. Since I learned about fluoride in water, I don't use fluoride in toothpaste or anything. So, that's me. But these are things that, you know, you learn not to do. And my God, it gets rather frightening. The things you find out that are killing you, you know, everything is killing you, designed to kill you. And that's more or less what I wanted to talk about tonight, was the idea of genocide, human genocide. Just, I mean, we're just, it's happening. It's really happening all around us. And every day you look outside, you see the chemtrails. Every day, you know, you see people dying or getting very sick or terminally ill from, you know, from the foods they're eating, from the vaccines they're taking, from the exhaust fumes or the carpet fumes or whatever it may be that's around us. That's a pollutant. That's a poison. And it's everywhere. And on top of that, we have things that people are trying to break down our entire system, our entire country, our entire lifestyles, and intrude on those and break them down so that we're a third world nation. There's a serpentine stealth of the long-range planners, this is called, and it's interesting, it gets involved with what the grand design is. This overwhelmingly yet cleverly obscured phenomena of extremely patient, devious, long-range planning by the changing guard of the powers that be is of paramount importance. The patience of the planners, the aspect eventually become evident to any sincere researcher and literally haunts and even taunts with its seductive perfidy. Even putting your finger on this slippery subject is a chore, since we don't think like they do, and have a hard time even conceiving of such intergenerational pathological conniving. And it can and a complete fulfillment of which most would knowingly not see in their lifetimes. It's beyond us. And that's the key. They're not normal. Something very powerful and sinister is driving them. And these are the, and this, and I hope I can pull this up because it's an excellent article, but it does. It drives them, it drives these people, it drives these Illuminati, these planners, these long-range planners who, you know, see society and the world as a one-world order and a dominated and dictated by a banking elite. Now, very much like we have today, becoming very, very, very much like that. And so far, they've taken over Europe, and they're taking over the United States. And it's a very, very, very serious issue. And I think it needs to be done. Hope I can get this article up here. Fully develop conscious humans. Now this is I don't have the author here. This was written by I guess it was by Zen Gardner, who writes for Before It's News, and he says fully develop conscious humans wouldn't plot and scheme for generations to take over the world at any cost to its inhabitants. Are most humans inherently trust and positively contribute in conscious natural ways, endeavoring to pass on to their progeny loving wisdom and a better world? We natural born citizens believe in the decency of humanity, and that natural and spiritual laws are clearly delineated via the simplest observations of the world around us and the revelations of our awakened conscience. Love and truth are not all that complicated naturally. However, seriously perverted and otherwise motivated elements feel they need to control and steer and harvest the energies of everyone else. Natural law and order are anathema to them. They've decided for some insane occult reason that humanity is diseased with its own naturalness and needs to be corralled, cleansed, modified, and even maintained at certain population levels. Their self-styled, cold, so-called intellectual prowess dictates a world with the illuminated man, taking the earthbound masses into a utopia designed by these self-appointed elites. For these same elites, and with them an absolute power over a populace enthralled with its very enslavement. And they're pretty damn close in many respects, sad to say. But what really opens people's eyes is realizing this is something that is spiritually driven. And when you connect enough dots, you see there is a core intelligence behind these tentacles of control being exerted on humanity. And it's ugly. A slippery concept with woeful consequences. What I'm driving at is the ageless nature of this conspiracy by a very few to take dominion over the earth and how they're going about it. I maintain that very long-term planning with extreme deliberate patience is their greatest stealth weapon. In fact, the words of Adam Weishaupt, the hired founder of the Bavarian Illuminati, this slow-moving shroud of secrecy is the very same weapon used to attract followers and participants in this furtive plan, he said. Of all the means I know to lead men, the most effectual is a concealed mystery. The hankering of the mind is irresistible. And that's how they work, in secret, very slowly, yet right in your face. The reason is for the distinct purpose of not being noticed. In fact, after the Bavarian Illuminati were found out, they were banished and took refuge within the Masonic lodges, told to be secret societies within another secret society. If they were told to start philanthropic organizations, and on they've moved within institution after institution. Lies within lies. Who would imagine such a thing? They would. Time-lapse dot connecting. Just watch politics and economics, especially social changes. When you look back historically, some things are extremely clear in how they developed. However, for the people living within those changes, did the Germans see what they were being led into under the Nazis? Did the Russians know they were begging for their own mass execution when they got behind an apparently populist communist movement? Do the Americans know their once beloved republic is fast? Get the way always like these cataclysmic social changes. Even those are brought about by slow planning, seeding, and preparation, usually for many years, and yes, by a small minority of extremely determined and proactive conspiratorial plotters and planners. This gets interesting, this article, trust me. But it pretty much explains the philosophy of gradualism that they put together here. The philosophy of gradualism is this. The Americans know their once beloved republic is fast becoming much worse than Nazi Germany. Most don't. And how did the world get the way it did at any point? By degrees, always by degrees. Cataclysmic social changes like outright revolutions are the exception, but even those are brought about by slow planning, seeding, and preparation, usually for many years, and yes, by a small minority of extremely determined and proactive conspiratorial plotters and planners. I read that again because I thought that was critically important. And who has almost outlawed talking about, never mind believing in conspiracies? The conspirators, of course. They can ostensibly do some drastic, very noticeable things at times, but then they'll soften in some other areas so as to not cause too big a reaction. They could take gasoline prices through the roof and gouge the public even more than they do. But they know the natives will get restless, and when they push too hard and too fast. Instead, they'll work in other areas such as the war arena or vaccines or climate change or get everyone's mind off of monetary issues if need be. They have a lot of cards to play. They're devilishly smart. When you start seeing how pervasive this relentless itching forward of their plans is on so many fronts, it can be quite disturbing. Light shadows and long-term degradation. One of the best analogies that demonstrates the subtlety of this slow, long-range mindset is noticing how you see the slow movement of the sun by its effects. You don't actually see the sun move, but you trace its motion by its placement in the sky and the shadow cast by trees and buildings. It's like watching the stars, except for a few asteroids. Everything moves just beyond where you can detect motion. If you go into the house for a few minutes, and come back out and look at the sky, everything will have moved, but it's just beyond visual detection. Similarly, the effects of the social engineering efforts of these few very determined manipulators can be seen in the slow-moving and evolving shadows of societal change, and almost always for the worst, unless they're doing some PR or some sort to make something more palatable to their subjects. Just trace some of the trends. The destruction of the family unit has not just been a coincidence. The degradation of morality and the debasement of human behavior via manipulated mass media garbage is no accident. A dumbing down educational system that rings bells and buzzers as if for lab rats and shoves fabricated repetitive data and meaningless disassociative information into children's minds like a meat grinder is just the way they want it. The rape and wanton destruction of the environment, including our seas and skies, lands and food chain, is fully engineered. While wars, economies, political states, and corporate conglomerates are managed by this same manipulative handful via their massively powerful banking arm. And with the express purpose of destroying civilization from within and without, to bring about a new world order of their reign, of their design. And this doesn't touch the inherent enforced ignorance via withholding knowledge while promoting fabricated religions, phony science, and false history, and that for millennia. So-called elites are parasites. In a way, this patience of the Illuminati planner concept exemplifies the very difference between so-called normal humanity and those who subscribe to its nefarious elite mindset. Most could never conceive that anything so vast, so thoroughly planned, even to go so far as passing through one begrudging, power, mad bloodline generation after another, could possibly be afoot. Yet it is. Much like a parasite or alien creature that has invaded a body, the initial subject is turned into a host, considered nothing more than a living feeding ground for them, while the parasitic creature slowly strengthens and multiplies and literally reforms what it can of the original organism to serve its purposes. There are a lot of theories as to what exactly is the nature of these would-be controllers, from simply pathological demagogues with serious psychiatric problems to persons controlled by demonic spiritual entities or trans-dimensional alien races of reptilian origin. Any way you look at it, something's afoot, and humanity better wake up to it. Because these parasites are all about to kill their hosts. The Illuminati question. The question remains, who and what is directing these changes? Can there really be a pilot or a plot to bring about a specific desired result through social, economic, political, and even biological manipulation over these long periods of time? Herein lies the aha moment for many. In the words of Winston Churchill in 1920, although he himself played a similar role on the other side of the coin, from the days of Adam Spartacus Weishaupt, to those of Karl Marx, to those of Trotsky, Bella Kuhn, Churchill was stating this, Rosa Luxemburg, and Emma Goldman, this worldwide conspiracy for the overthrow of civilization and for the reconstitution of society on the basis of arrested development, of envious malevolence and impossible equality, has been steadily growing. He played a definitely recognizable role in the tragedy of the French Revolution. It has been the mainspring of every subversive movement during the 19th century. And now at last, this band of extraordinary personalities from the underworld of the great cities of Europe and America have gripped the Russian people by the hair of their heads and have become practically the undisputed masters of that enormous empire. Manly P. Hall himself, a 33-degree Mason, was a prolific writer about the occult mystery schools. While these occult hidden meaning teachings have been around for millennia, they've been shrouded in secrecy, and it don't touch classification to keep this knowledge from the common man, who they call the profane, oddly enough, or, oh, how they love to twist concepts to keep us confused. And the following summary is a simplified history and quite profound, and ends with a bang. It doesn't go on too much longer, but it's important to read it. The Illuminati Brotherhood of the Great School. Some background. Today, the term Illuminati is used to loosely describe a small group of powerful individuals who are working toward the creation of a world government with the issue of a single world currency and a single world religion. Although it is difficult to determine if this group descends directly from the original Bavarian Illuminati or that it even uses the term Illuminati, its tenets and methods are in perfect continuation of it. As stated above, the name that is used to describe the occult elite can change, and ultimately the name is irrelevant. What needs to be recognized is the underlying current that has existed for centuries. According to Manly P. Hall, the Bavarian Illuminati was part of what he calls the Universal Brotherhood, an invisible order of the source of most hermetic secret societies of the past. It has worked for centuries toward the transformation of mankind, guiding it through a worldwide alchemical process. The same way the alchemical great work seeks to turn crude metals into gold, it claims to work toward a similar metamorphosis of the world. And according to Hall, the Universal Brotherhood sometimes makes itself visible, but under the guise of different names and symbols. This would mean mean that the Knights of Templar, Freemason, Rosicrucian, Illuminati are temporarily visible manifestations of an underlying force that is infinitely more profound and more powerful. However, human beings, being what they are, weak toward greed and power lust, these moments often become more corrupted and end up conspiring against the masses for more power and material gain. Hall concludes that the Illuminati existed long before the advent of Weishaupt's order, and that it still exists today. It was under the guise of defeat and destruction that the Illuminati realized its greatest victories. Weishaupt emerged as a faithful servant of a higher cause. Behind him moved the intricate machinery of the secret school. As usual, they did not trust their full weight to any perishable institution. The physical history of the Bavarian Illuminati extended over a period of only 12 years. It is difficult to understand, therefore, the profound stir which this movement caused in the political life of Europe. We are forced to the realization that this Bavarian group was only one fragment of a large and composite design. All efforts to discover the members of the higher grades of the Illuminous order have been unsuccessful. It has been customary, therefore, to assume that these higher grades did not exist except in the minds of Weishaupt and von Knigg. Is it not equally possible that a powerful group of men resolved to remain entirely unknown moved behind Weishaupt and pushed him forward as a screen for its own activities? The ideal of Illuminism, as they are found in the pagan mysteries of antiquity, were old when Weishaupt was born, and it's unlikely that these long-cherished convictions perished with his Bavarian experiment. The work that was unfinished in 1785 remains unfinished in 1950. Esoteric orders will not become extinct until the purpose which brought them into being has been fulfilled. Organizations may perish, but the great school is indestructible. Indestructible. Look what's arriving. Organizations may perish, but this great school is indestructible, says worship adherent Hall. Sorry, I don't share his reverence for all that knowledge, especially not in that context. Yeah, there will always be creeps who yield to the dark side and will do anything for temporal power and glory, and use any means they can to do so. But their time in this cycle is almost over. It is astonishing, seeing their avarice and bravado so fully on display on the world stage right now. It seems to be peaking at this point in history, as they think they have this pretty well sewn up, with World War III coming down the pike and the world being so well conditioned to accept the coming police state and New World Order. And any moves the people make to resist at this point seem to only serve to strengthen their grip, like a Chinese handcuff. Well, fear not. They'll have their day in many ways, but it doesn't have to be your day. It's really a time to get clear of it all. Pull out of their sticky system every way you can. As humanity wakes up from its slumber, we're seeing the shadows flee. And it's happening now, and it's truly glorious. Keep heart, stay on top of it, and help others to do the same. I believe that unarmed truth and unconventional love will have the final word in reality. That is why right temporarily defeated is stronger than evil triumphant. That was from Martin Luther King, Jr. Frightening, you know, kind of frightening. There's another article here, I don't know if I read this, but it's called How to Respond to the Awful Truth. It's also by Zen Gardner. No. how to respond to the awful truth. The volatile, changing time to be alive, no doubt. The world is a landscape thoroughly scattered with catastrophic nightmares like flaming lava pits on a giant festering orb. And this huge array of drastic life-threatening problems we're facing that are burning in the world's collective subconscious are apparently careening towards some mad apocalyptic finale. The big question we're all faced with is this. Once we're aware of what's going on, what to do, what do we do? And more importantly, for those not willing to face the truth, what will it take to wake them up? And third, does the predominant attitude make it inevitable for the rest of us to share their fate? What does one do as they observe the deliberately imploded economy, the corporate thuggery pillaging the world, a manipulated media bent on an ignorant, placated populace, the wrapped-up rape of the environment, the poisoning of our food, the water and air supply, the drugging of our children, the wars without end, appearing to be leading up to a horrific nuclear conflagration? What is our role in what we discover to be literally predatory environment in a hijacked world? Here's how. Identify the problems are real and deliberate. The first issue is to clearly identify the problem and their gravity. Second, we need to understand the objective of these apparent trends, however horrific these motives may appear to be. But let me get one thing straight before we go on any further. In light of the vastness of these incontrovertible assaults on humanity and the obvious connections to corporate banking and government insanity, whoever does not think that there's an underlying motive with definite objectives for those controlling these massive programs is a stark, raving lunatic, voluntarily living in a straitjacket of self-preserving denial, and starring in a zombified trance at the shadow on their cell walls. Secondly, and similarly, if anyone thinks it's simply greed gone wild, that's causing these problems, and an unfortunate cynical turndown of some sort. They need to get their minds blown. And I'm here to help. Why does money satisfy the controllers if it's just greed? Because it's power and control. Tell me something. If everything was done just for money, why don't they stop there? These elites know they couldn't spend what they have in 1,000 lifetimes, so why do they keep pushing? Why do wealthy people run for office when their coffers are overflowing? Why do banksters keep loaning money they know they won't get it back to nation after nation as they slowly take over their economies and politics? The infamous Rothschilds are estimated to be worth over $500 trillion, yet keep pushing for more international programs and intervention. Why? Do you see the world improving because of their efforts? Do the mega-rich dynasties, industrialists, royal families, or the uber-wealthy Vatican chip in a non-self-serving dime to help the world? Or has the plug been pulled deliberately, and we're now in a free fall towards worldwide disaster? And could someone possibly be positioning themselves to pick up the pieces and take control of the fillet that's left on the world's butcher block once the scraps have been extricated and thrown to the dogs of war? Living a conscious life. The issues and points of this article isn't to run once again through the litany of wrongs being deliberately perpetrated on humanity and its own. If you're reading this, chances are you've caught on to some extent and hopefully are active in the awakening or are on an accelerated path to the stage of awareness where you realize lives to not take action is impossible. If you have any semblance of awakened conscience, that will come, believe me. To be conscious means to act according to consciousness, not just think or realize in some ashram. I'm sure those folks have their place, but if you're a somewhat normal operating human trying to exist in a world bent on abusing and even killing you off, there are some serious challenges involved as to what exactly to do. There's a little more to this, and I'm going to continue it because it pretty much talks about what I was thinking about tonight. This is where the universe comes in. You cannot, and there's no exception to this, you cannot operate solely in the mental and physical realm and expect to understand what's going on and where your place is in all of this. You may be led there in spite of your blockage, but it's absolutely essential to have a spiritual awakening in your life. I'm in no way talking about religion, but I guarantee if you're pursuing truth like I think you are, the spiritual, metaphysical, esoteric, whatever you want to call it, side of this is becoming very, very apparent, and it's vastly empowering, right? And I have to answer yes to his questions because this is exactly why I do this program, why I write my articles, why I teach, why I do everything that I do, because I can't stop myself from doing it. It's part of the awakening process of humanity. And, you know, slowly and surely, as more and more and more people listen to these programs, we're nearing 100,000 listeners now. We may have 100,000 before the end of this month. So it's so encouraging to see that these words go. That what I do here may aid the awakening, you know, and you know, being aware of your surroundings, being aware of the news. And being aware that you're being manipulated, being aware, so that, you know, you can take some of these things they are doing to you and stop them. Preserve your life, preserve your sanity, you know, preserve your dignity. A refuge in armament. The most important tool in our arsenal is the ability to listen to and act according to our hearts, our source, our spirit, our connection to consciousness. Call it God, the universe, or the underlying powers inherent to chi, kai, prana, or whatever. Learning to listen to a deeper influence and act in responsible, loving, conscious awareness is the answer. And we must grow in this area to meet the challenges of our time. Like the internet, our old modes of communication have been tampered with and will be used against us. Oh boy, isn't that true? Our old modes of communication will be used against us. Telephone, internet. You know, basically we're becoming an intuitive society, a telepathic society, because it's the only way that you can communicate and block people out, and block out influences, just by putting a firewall up to prevent a virus from coming in. Spotting the predators, like the Hollywood ephemeral cloaked predator character. These mostly unseen forces we are up against can only be spotted by their effects, like leaves and branches moving in an organized pattern as the enemy approaches. Never mind the fact that the real government leaders and societal directors are not the ones we see in the news, and that others are telling them what to do. The powers behind all of these, we can safely assume, are another level removed, and I would contend are ultimately spiritual or other dimensions. At the very least, call it evil people and you'll be right. The extent and source of this evil is quite revelatory when the next level of dots starts to connect for you. I don't claim to know everything that's going on, but the point is we're up against a vastly interconnected conspiracy that, like seeing the leaves rustle when the transparent predator approaches, you can only identify by their effects. And it's important that that we're aware of this next level. Understand that we're dealing with principalities here. Paul said that in one of his letters. But we're dealing with principalities. And a man looks at life through dark-colored glasses. The point is, any way you look at it, it's nasty, but make some conclusions. The point is, we don't need to know every detail before drawing some very obvious conclusions. A lot of serious some things are very wrong with the world, and world so-called leadership is out of touch, self-serving, and apparently working towards some other agenda. This other agenda does not necessarily benefit you and me. They're elitists with their own plans. People are dying, being poisoned, starved, and outright killed at a horrific rate, while food is withheld and medical care has become restricted, and basically wealth-producing pharmaceuticals in nature. Extremely wealthy powers the extremely wealthy powers that be refuse to give any form of aid except to their own institutions and cohorts. You are sitting at home wondering what the hell is going on while reading this article. What are you going to do with your life now that you realize this? I hope you follow your heart. That's my wish, prayer, and affirmation. We need an energetic revolution, a call to real conscious action. That action is continuous, open awareness, and responding to the call of the heart. Want to demonstrate and mix with others who feel the call in whatever form? Go for it. Where will that take you? I don't know. But want to participate in blogs and internet forums about your search, 9/11 truth, outrage about the world population, etc.? Go for it. Point is, you will feel the call. Respond, respond, and respond. And I will respond to you. Happy trails meeting you in the awakening. Love, Zen. That's by zengardner.com. So, I think it's, he touched on a lot here tonight, which I was very, very pleased to see. An article that more or less states what I was thinking, you know, today. I don't know. I don't really know what to make of this anymore, because it's kind of like, where did I go? It's like, for instance here, this is another example of what I was getting at, is how these companies are working to destroy your life, you know? Drug maker, the worst drug fraud in history. Do you still trust them with your life? It's an article that came out today, actually. Drug makers GlaxoSmithKline are primarily agreed to a $3 billion settlement over the sales and marketing practices of several of its drugs, including the diabetes drug Avandia. This represents the largest federal drug company settlement to date, pressing the $2.3 billion paid by Pfizer in 2009 for illegally promoting off-label uses of four of its drugs. The sum, though extraordinarily large by most people's standards, represents only a slap on the wrist to the drug giants, which assured investors the payment would be funded by existing cash resources. So, a $3 billion settlement will be paid off in cash resources. To put things into perspective, GlaxoSmithKline has a market value of more than $110 billion, according to the New York Times. You know, with that kind of greed power, I mean, it's impossible to fight it as a normal guy without the strength of God behind you. I'll tell you, the worst drug. I'm reading this article from Mercola.com. Put things in perspective, they made 110. Glasgow has SmithKline. A Sydney Gold director of Public Citizens Health Research told the Washington Post. Massive financial clout essentially allows them to engage in criminal-like behavior that they can later buy their way out of, not unlike the way you might pay for a speeding ticket. The size of the penalties, and this is by Sidney M. Wolfe, Director of Public Citizens Health Research Group, told Washington Post, the size of the penalties, although large, are not as large as the money the drug companies make, and so they keep doing it over again. The only way this is going to stop or get reversed is to greatly increase the size of the penalties or to start sending some of the executives to jail if appropriate. The culmination of a 7-year investigation. GlaxoSmithKline $3 billion settlement is intended to bring a nearly decade-long legal saga to a close. It started in 2004 with prosecutors began investigating the drug maker for marketing a handful of his drugs for unapproved uses, as well as the suspect techniques their reps used to influence doctors. The settlement also includes a U.S. Justice Department probe into potential Medicaid reimbursement fraud, as well as an investigation into the company's development and marketing of the Avandia diabetes drug. And this article goes on quite extensively about it, but and it says drug companies are the thugs of the medical world. GlaxoSmithKline whistleblower reveals company knowingly put patients' lives at risk, and drug companies cannot be trusted. How to take control of your health. One thing should be crystal clear at this point. The drug industry simply cannot be trusted, and they have the criminal history to prove it. Drug companies are accumulated so much wealth, power, and government influence that they have been able to profit from permanently disabling, crippling, and even killing their customers or their consumers without suffering any serious consequences to themselves. Unfortunately, the people who stand to lose in this equation are you, your family, and millions of others who use drug company products without realizing that oftentimes those products have been found to cause far more harm than good. But there is an alternative, and that is to take control of your health. Many diseases of modern society, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, can be prevented or cured during lifestyle changes. We'll never know how many people's lives could have been saved if those taking Avandia had opted for diet and exercise change instead. But what we can do is try to prevent the scenario from happening again in the future by not falling prey to the next blockbuster drug to hit the market. In the case of type 2 diabetes, the following steps will work well to manage and reverse the condition in many. Plus, these tips can be applied by anyone seeking to live a healthier life. Ideally, eliminate grains and sugar entirely from your diet, especially fructose, which is far more detrimental than any other type of sugar. This is extremely important. Drinking just one sweetened glass a day can raise your diabetes risk by 25% compared to drinking one sugary drink per month. So you really need to evaluate your diet and look for hidden sources of sugar and fructose. Artificially sweetened foods and drinks should be avoided as well. This also means avoiding most processed foods, and they are loaded with fructose. You may even need to avoid fruits, especially pasteurized fruit juices, until your diabetes is under control. Following a nutrition plan will help you do this without much fuss. It is important to realize that nearly all type 2 diabetics need to swap out their grains for other foods, such as healthy sources of protein or vegetable only carbohydrates. It would also be wise to avoid white potatoes and all legumes. Yeah, he's right on that. Exercise is an absolute essential factor, without which you're highly unlikely to get this devastating disease under control. It's clearly one of the most potent ways to lower your insulin and leptin resistance. Make sure to incorporate high-density peak fitness exercises. These types of exercises boost fat loss, promote muscle building, help your body produce human growth hormone, and naturally. And typically, you'll need to exercise regularly with some intensity until you get your blood sugar levels under control. Avoid trans fats. That will profoundly worsen insulin resistance. So that's not a good thing. Consume naturally saturated fats, organic meat, dairy products, avocados. These saturated fats provide a concentrated source of energy with the building blocks and hormones like substances. When you eat healthy fats as part of your meal, they slow down absorption so that you can no longer without feeling hungry. In addition, they act as carriers for important whatever. So this guy gives you a tremendous, if you're suffering from diabetes, this is an interesting article to note how you can fight it without Avandia, or some other god-awful drug, Metformin or something like that. These types of exercises boost fat and so on and so forth. Fat loss. Okay, avoid trans fats, natural saturated fats. There are more than a dozen types of saturated fat, but you predominantly consume only three. It's already been established that stearic acid, found in cocoa and animal fat, has no effect on your cholesterol levels at all. Actually get converted into your liver without monounsaturated fat called oleic acid. Also has potential anti-cancer properties. That's interesting. Very interesting. That some saturated fats have anti-cancer properties. The other two fats do raise total cholesterol. However, since they raise good cholesterol as much as or the bad, by consuming them, you're still lowering your risk of heart attack. And get omega-3 tablets and high-quality sleep every night. Optimize your vitamin D levels. Maintaining your vitamin D levels around 60 to 80 milligrams can significantly help control your blood sugar. In addition, recent studies have revealed that getting enough vitamin D can also have a powerful effect on normalizing your blood pressure and reduce your risk of heart disease. And attaining optimal vitamin D levels can also prevent vitamin type 1 diabetes in your children. Huh? Get vitamin D, folks. If you are pregnant, it's also vital for infants to receive the appropriate amount of vitamin D in their early years for the same reasons. Ideally, you want to do this by exposing a large amount of your skin to appropriate amounts of sunshine or a safe tanning bed, or on a regular basis year-round. Your body can safely create up to 20,000 units of vitamin D a day this way. As a last resort, a vitamin D3 supplement can be used, and new research suggests most adults need 8,000 IUs a day to keep their levels optimized. Just remember to get your levels tested regularly to make sure you're staying within therapeutic range. I know we kind of veered off here, but when you think about how much you can do for yourself, it's quite frightening that what the drug companies have been doing to us. You know, giving us pills instead of telling us to walk. You know? Gingrich praises extreme marchers in Jerusalem who chanted, "Slaughter the Arabs." This Newt Gingrich is a one piece of crap, I'll tell you. He's just a piece of crap. He's just a piece of crap. I don't even like talking about him. So, GOP willing to pay to raise payroll taxes. Isn't that nice of them? Well, anyway, we're almost out of time tonight, so I want to I'll leave you with that note. But you might want to check out, there's a wonderful site that I refer to quite often. It's David Icke's site. DavidIcke.com, I-C-K-E. And there's a lot of interesting stuff on his site. You might want to check it out. But it's definitely worth taking a look at. So I would do that. But in the meantime, with 2 minutes remaining, I guess I will say goodnight. Not that much left to say. Although, remember to think about what we've talked about tonight. I hope you might have awakened to something we wrote about or we spoke about tonight, and may make you look further and deeper into these topics of the New World Order, the theory of gradualism, which is now the eternal patience these people have. Knowing that it may take several generations or many generations to accomplish total global domination by the elite. However, their heirs, their ancestors, all their money just keeps moving along and moving on to their heirs. So through them, they live and see their dreams come true, you know, their ambitions come true. I guess we all do that to some extent. It's just that we all hope, the majority of us hope, that goodness comes to the world from our work as opposed to evil, pain, suffering. And I wish for nothing other than peace, joy, love. All else is just part of, part of the ride. Well, with that thought, I'll leave you, and I wish you a good night, and talk to you next week. Join me here right at Tuesday night next week. Thank you. Good night, everybody.